An area law enforcement agency recently received a report of alleged property damage. According to the Marshall Police Department, just before 8 a.m. on Saturday, July 8th, officers spoke with a victim who stated that his vehicle allegedly was damaged at his residence in the 400 block of East Gordon. During the investigation, the victim reported that he last observed the vehicle as undamaged at 6 p.m. on Friday. On Saturday, the victim reportedly heard a loud noise around 3 a.m. and reportedly noticed the rear glass of his vehicle to be shattered at 7:45 a.m. Reportedly, the cost of fixing the window was estimated at $300. If you have any additional information about this incident, you are urged to call the Marshall Police Department at 660-886-7411. A Sedalia resident sustained injuries in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Pettis County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 33-year-old Laura Weisenberger reportedly turned into the path of a westbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Lyndon North. Weisenberger reportedly was transported by ambulance to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for treatment of moderate injuries. North reportedly was not injured. The crash happened just before 6:45 a.m. at the intersection of Highway Y and Quisenberry Road. Three persons were injured in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Saline County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 26-year-old Harrison Washington of Centralia reportedly overtook and struck the rear of another eastbound vehicle driven by 65-year-old Mary Wade of Colorado Springs. After impact, each vehicle reportedly came to rest on the shoulder of the roadway. The drivers and a passenger in one of the vehicles each suffered minor injuries. The injured persons were transported by Sweet Springs EMS units and a trooper's vehicle to Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall for treatment. The crash happened at about 3:10 p.m. at the 77-mile marker of I-70, just west of the Marshall Junction. An American Red Cross blood drive is being held today in Howard County. According to a news release, the drive is scheduled to be held until 6 p.m. at New Franklin High School, located at 412 West Broadway. And the Carrollton R7 School Board is scheduled to meet later tonight. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to hear the second reading of a proposed updated job descriptions for a maintenance director, maintenance employee, and custodian. There are also scheduled to be presentations by Superintendent Dr. John Oettinger. Oettinger is scheduled to ask the board to approve annual fund transfers. The board also is scheduled to consider a request to move the August meeting to August 15th, reportedly to allow the necessary time to receive the FY18 tax rate information and get it posted for public notice. There is also a closed executive session scheduled for legal and personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. at the Administration Building located at 305 East 10th Street. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.